Chapter 10. My Mothers Meet. The moment that my two mothers met was another huge event in my life. I was quite nervous about it. I did not want Mum to feel that she was not my mother anymore after she met Kamla. I did not want Kamla to feel uncomfortable either. It was also Mum's first time in India, and I knew that she was a little nervous about it. But when the moment came, all those worries disappeared. I watched my mothers cry with happiness as they met for the first time. They did not speak the same language, but it did not matter. They did not need words to share their feelings. I am very happy that now I can help my mother in India with money and food. She always says no to help, but I want to do something for her. I plan to buy her a better home in Ganesh Talai, near her friends. Shakila, Kalu and I are looking for a good place for her. I am also working with another very important woman in my life. I am helping Mrs. Sood with the Naval Jeevan Orphanage. Without her, I could not be here now to write this story. When I think about myself, I do not feel unsure about who I am or where my home is. I never wanted to leave my life in Hobart. I am the same person, still Australian, but I have two families now. I am still Saru Briley. Seeing India and meeting my family was also a chance to discover the country. I would like to continue learning about the way people live there. I am also happy that I have met my nieces and nephews, and I am excited to be part of their lives. When I told Mantosh about my family, he was very happy for me. He still has painful memories of his past, but after hearing my story, he would like to meet his Indian mother again too. It might be difficult, but I really hope that he can find the same happiness as me. I often think about all the events in my life. I think about Gudu. His death is the saddest part of my story. But I also think about my friends, like Azra, who was with me on the journey from India. We talk on the phone and meet sometimes, and I am happy to still be her friend. I think about Mum and Dad's feelings about helping homeless children in the world. I think about my adoption. I think about my mother Kamla waiting for me in Ganesh Talai every day for 25 years. I think about finding Burhanpur and Kandwa on Google Earth one evening by chance. It seems so lucky that all these events happened. I was a lost boy with no family, and I became a man with two families. I will always live happily with this thought. With my two families. Top photo, from left to right. Me, Dad and Mum and Mantosh. Bottom photo. My brother Kalu, my mother Kamla, me and my sister, Shakila. Penguin Readers. Lion. Saru Briley. Level 4. Retold by Prakash Parmar. Illustrated by Chris Chalik. Series Editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Sid Sagar. A Long Way Home. First published by Penguin Random House Australia Proprietary Limited. Copyright Penguin Books Limited 2022.